Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good day to you. I hope that life is good for you. I hope that you're not one that's wasting one more day talking about the election. I really hope that you realize that there's so much more to life that goes on every day that politics doesn't even affect. Politics is man-created. What we do with our mind and our body is what we get to do. Oh my! You have so much more value than you give yourself credit for having. Do you turn over your power to somebody else? I mean, seriously? You know, there's always been people protesting after the presidential election. But we have more technology for us to know what's going on. It's nothing new. Back in the 70s with the protests, we didn't have phones with cameras in them. So now it's a big deal, and I watch the people. I stayed out of it yesterday. I didn't know until around 9 p.m. or so when somebody blew it and told me. Wherever I went, whatever I did, I said, I don't care to know the news you're following today. Please do not tell me how the election went, because it doesn't affect me. I told people in the resale shop, whoever won does not affect me today. Please don't bring them into my life. I continue to open the doors, serve the people, be rewarded for doing that. So does all the other businesses. You see, what I understand more than a lot of people is that when you're in business, you feel good. You feel really good. And because you carry your energy in a different way than others do, who aren't playing around in business, people are interested in you. They wonder what it is about you. Oh my, that person must be something special because they're in business. Well, there's something really real about that. There is. We just use our nature the way it was intended to be. And we have a special aura about us, you know, because there's, well, Einstein brought it to you. There's the components of existence, mass and energy. But you know what's so fun about us humans? We can move our mass and energy in ways that other animals can't. Oh, I love talking about playing around in diseases. Because, wow, we have these amazing minds. I talked to someone the other day who makes money because this person is willing to model for fetishes. Now, what do we know? It could be someone that's turned on by hands, just wants to peek in through a camera online about a beautiful set of hands, and they get some desires over it. We don't need to make anything big of it, but we sure can, can't we? Life is amazing. Life is really amazing. You know what we're looking for? We're searching for answers. We're searchers. We're searching for happiness. We think someone else will give it to us. So, oops, somebody screws up and goes and plays around. Oh, no. Life is going to end. No, but you might get a disease and it could. This is for sure. Oops, they may never know you did it on them. That can happen for sure. Oh, they may make the discovery and divorce court's on its way and there will be no more jello in the bathtub to play in. Who knows what people do in their spare time? We don't. You could work with someone who was a porn star in a past life and you would never know it. Unless you know someone who knows that someone who watched porn and they would know. But that's not so anymore because we have all these things that come through the internet about our past. You know what I say about our past? Our past is our past. That's what we felt like shaping at the time. But today we can choose to shape life differently. It's up to us. So, who do you want to be today? What do you want to do? Do you want to play around? You know what? Playing at life is fun. You see, Albert Einstein talked about mass and energy as the controlling components of the universe, but darn it, dear Uncle Albert missed something. He missed something that a brilliant genius, a research scientist, a doctor in that field, caught. And that's that we human beings, this consciousness of yours and mine, is also a component of existence. In fact, we're like the controlling component of existence. We like to shape things. And you know, we have an ability to shape mass and energy. We do it all the time. We have all these values around us because we've proven that. We have consciousness in us. Children are born into it. That ability to go to higher levels of learning, awareness. And the sooner we get over believing we can't, the better off society will be. The less playing around on you, because when you know you have some control, oh my, you can be in control. If you think you're better than someone else and you try to control them, they don't have any respect for you. We're way beyond that. Yep, that's where the playing around starts. You try to tell somebody what to do, they'll go find someone else. It doesn't do that to him, because we all expected to grow up and be beyond the controllers in our lives. And as adults, we still have them, but we make up excuses about who they are. Really? No one can control you. Let me share something. Well, let me ask. No, I don't want to know. But I put it out there for you to think about. Do you play around? What's the benefit to being a playboy or a playgirl as defined by Hugh's tribe? You know, Hugh Hefner. I don't know if I spelled that right or not. If I didn't, I apologize. You know, I remember that one of my friends' dad had Playboy or Penthouse or something back in the 60s on the back of his toilet. He was always there. I didn't look to see what the spelling was of Hugh Hefner's name. I had no desire to know. I just saw what was on the front cover and went, oh, must be for her dad. I couldn't believe that her mom was reading it. But you know, for all I know, she could have been. What do I know? What did it matter? We're so quick to judge other people if we're bored in what we do, when we were created to play around and not the kind of playing that you might be thinking of. But yes, we can do that too, because that kind of playing around comes naturally for the people that create values in their lives. They want to spend time together celebrating the value of each other. You know, we went way beyond the survival mode thousands of years ago when, yes, two men who went out to borrow a tree in the morning to relieve themselves thought long and hard. And one morning, one of them decided that he'd take care of that long and hard thinking and he carved the tree down. And when the other one joined him, there was no tree to relieve himself on, and he was puzzled by what had happened. And after that, you wouldn't believe the values that came out of that tree. Yes, he cut down a tree. Oh, no. Is it as bad as eating the apple? I don't know. We've cut down a whole lot of trees, and we plant a lot of trees, and we shape and bend, and we're so capable of playing around. When we create a value, we feel good, and we want to share that value with others, and especially someone who's in our life. That's our love interest. But if we don't have a love interest, we still want one. It's one of our greatest needs is to be accepted. We want someone to care about us. That's what's cool about we human beings. You know, we're not like the other animals in nature that cycle happens and this happens and golly, if there's two animals that are separated by fences, whatever. You just have to tolerate it for a while. Man, I feel sorry for you. You know, it wasn't until this summer that I really thought about the situations. Because when I was a young girl, we didn't have a leash law, and we didn't have fences. And so the animals, our pets, dogs, cats, well, cats could get anywhere they wanted to, it seemed like. You think they're not on the counter, put a camera out. Yeah, they could wander wherever they wanted to. And so, no big deal. We'd be walking to school, and that's animals in nature. So what? You didn't think a lot of it. It just was the way life was. They were animals. But you see, in the city, snuggling in between a couple other houses, I realized just how tight it is. When you're a dog and there's a house between you and the other animal and you don't know how to jump a fence and the forces of nature are working on you. You see, the forces of nature work on all of us, whether it's the dog two doors down or the other human being. Because one of our greatest needs is to be accepted. And I watch what people do to feel that acceptance. And sometimes it's all created in our head. Because we're capable of that too. My. We can shape so many thoughts in our heads. We can create something in our mind. And then we can literally make it happen if we choose to. And even sell it to make money. If you do that, well, you know you're like a god. People see you that way. I went all of yesterday without having to know who became the president. Because in my world, it doesn't really matter. Because if you create something of value, you will get to create something of value here in the USA. It may be a tougher time depending on what Congress does. It may or may not, but here's the facts of life. As long as politics can hold back business, the people that create values for us, and be in the middle of our exchanges of those businesses, the prices will always continue to rise and the people will become poorer. That is a fact of life. Back in the primitive days, they were looking in nature and finding ways to create values, and there was no one in the middle of the trade until someone decided that it was easier to get in the middle of the exchange and make money off of both parties, and they did. And there's nothing right about that. So the sooner we decide to depoliticize society, the healthier and wealthier we all will be, because we will all begin creating more values, and we wouldn't even be playing around with someone who was two doors down, because we would feel so good about who we were. So would the partner that we chose, because they would be doing the same thing, and we would be celebrating the fact that we were each of value, and we would exchange our value with each other and continue to do this day after day after day after day. Yes, disease is not the best thing for society. And the only ones who find cures to diseases are those geniuses that like to play in that kind of a field. And because we have technology today, and we have ways to look at things differently, we're finding more cures to diseases. So, we as a society are not like the other animals, but we have that desire in us. We have this primitive nature in us that was used to following nature. I don't know about you, but when the time has changed, my body goes with nature. And so it doesn't really impact me. The first day I might have stayed up if I didn't plan ahead and go ahead and go to bed early. I might have stayed up and missed one night's sleep, not getting a full night's sleep. But thereafter, I'm awake early because the sun is up and I'm ready to go. You see, that is the proof that we are guided, we are tied to nature. But we moved beyond nature. We are the controlling component of nature. And playing around gives people opportunities to shape nature. I have a gentleman who's interested in me, and I just got to be really honest with him when he came into the store yesterday. He's like, I don't want to talk. We need to go outside. I said, no, we don't. I said, my friend, what I have to talk to you about is not going to be embarrassing. And he was beginning to understand. He was trying to throw out all of his little cards at me. I said, well, no wonder she doesn't trust you. Because you've been able to shape girls like putty, haven't you? And he lit up. You can't hide the facts of life, everyone. I got the guy really thinking. He's run from country to country. He's got a whole bunch of children. When I ask about their mothers, they're all over the world. I don't care, right? It just means he knows how to be a world traveler with women. He's using them for a value, and he was being a value to them, I guess. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is what kind of value is he? We all have something that's of value in us. We all have something that can make us happy because we're creators. We shape things. And when we shape something, kids, it's their grades in school. It's kind of tragic. They're just memorizing random stuff out of context that's not going to help their future too often. It's what they're up to. Think about it. A teacher teaches something. But the teacher doesn't necessarily use that every day in their life. So they're a bored, stagnant producer. And that which they teach, the children may never use in their life. Some of it they will. Knowing that we're playboys and we're playgirls, we can all play around and shape something and have fun doing it. It's no wonder that if you're not doing that and not finding happiness, you might read those magazines. And even if you are, you still might read those magazines. That would be your choice. Completely your choice. But if you never spend time, just a little bit of time with yourself, thinking about what's interested you, your whole life, something that's interested you. I spoke with a man who has paid attention to the radio dials from the time he was little. Thought it was so cool how he could dial. Now, most people, well, the younger generation doesn't know what it was like when there were so few radio stations, because we didn't have the technology we have today. And you're here today because you're through the internet, and some of you call in to listen as well. But on your phones, you could be going in online, and I would never know if you were there or not, other than looking back at the listens. But because you call in, I can see you on a panel before me. And on Friday, I like it when you speak up, because there's so much to talk about. And we can shoot down where we're not reaching our highest potential and say, okay, so let's solve that. Let's find the value in anything, because we can. So this man has always enjoyed how, when he was really little, how he had to scroll across his little radio to get stations. And I remember being young and thinking how cool it was that in Wyoming we could get radios like clear back in Minnesota. That was cool, but now that would be nothing special because we can talk to people the whole world over. Amazing stuff. I think it's tragic that people still have cell phones that they pay by the minute. I do. That's a ripoff. Check your plan. Get a different phone. It's pathetic. There's unlimited all over the place, but it's kind of like when we switched the phones from one carrier, the Bell system, and allowed others to come in. There were people like my parents that were afraid that if they did that, they wouldn't get the same quality because they didn't understand that the phone lines were going to all be the same and that people just paid for that carrier and then they did reselling. They didn't understand that. This is okay. And when we could have our own phones even, how we could buy our own phone instead of leasing it from the phone companies. Well, the phones were made by the same companies. You just quit paying every month and paying for that phone 10 times over. Life is amazing. We people are the controlling component of the universe. Yes, Einstein knew mass and energy. He understood it well. He saw it in life. He saw it in the cosmos. He paid attention to so many details, but he missed the fact that he himself was a controlling component, the shaper of mass and energy. And so knowing that about each of us and knowing that every child is born into consciousness today, different than when they were born in nature, we're not born into nature very few places. And even if they are still an evolved species. We are. We do like to play around. We love to shape things. And we do that, the more we're doing it in whatever we do, the happier we get. So, if one would just spend some time figuring out what it was that turned them on and live it for their life, it's amazing. The gentleman that thought it was fascinating that he could turn into some other place, he lived his life doing that. The sadness is, as we get old and the cellular degeneration in our bodies really does happen, that we can't remember some things. We start to fail. And what is right about that? Shouldn't that be the quest of society, to slow down aging, to stop that degeneration, so that once you've reached a point in life where you've done so much that you can offer more to yourself and to society, that we could stop that digression, that slow, painful cellular degeneration, so that people could bring more to self and to society? It should be. We're the ones that can think and act. We're the ones that are more mobile than others. What's out there? surely when you were a kid, you'd think, what's out there beyond what I can see? What's out there beyond the naked eye? And couldn't there be life somewhere else because we've discovered water, one of the important components of existence on other planets? It's fascinating. But what really matters most to you is what you do in something you love that causes you to want to go home and be with your loved one. None of us want to be controlled by another human being because we know it doesn't feel right. We know to shape great things in our lives, and shaping another human being is not necessarily one of the best things you can do in life. But helping others recognize they have this potential, you go for it. Yes, we could put someone down for the things they've done to make money in their lives. But we don't have to. We can look at people and say, how'd you make your money? And if they took force on others' lives to get the money that they got for doing their job, that may not be the best kind of life. We're happier creating values that we can exchange freely. And I'm so grateful that we have this wonderful potential. We can have a desire and we can make it come real. We can see someone and do everything we possibly can to get their attention. But if someone's smart enough to say, wait, I call your bluff, tell me who you are and what you do before they jump in the sack, you're going to have a better opportunity as a couple later on. Guys, we women do the choosing. And if you're the one who convinced us to come with you as the penetrator and we're the penetrated, it won't be easier later on. You'll wonder what went wrong. Playing around is not necessarily what we want. We want to create and shape mass and energy. It's what we're supposed to do. Everyday people make the world go round. And it's you, everyone, and we need to live that life to have our freedom, and we need to set us all free from any oppression on that which we create. We can stop all disease, including the degeneration of we can become wealthy by getting out of business and letting the business bring us more instead of being the burden on business. We can be so much more. Think about what's interesting you your whole life and begin to do it and watch your whole life change. I'll see you back tomorrow. In fact, it will be Free for All Friday, and I hope you come play around with me. Bye now.